Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve and your political week in review, broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. It's been another wild boar of a week. Oink, oink. The political dumpster's ablaze, but let's put out this shit show and reload your brain with the facts you actually need. All right, you little bastards. It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Come on, you feline. Start scratching the post. Holy moly. Take it away, gentlemen.
Thank you for the announcement, and welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Back at it again. Your political week in review, and what a fucking doozy it's been this week.
The longest 10 years of my life this week, I tell you. Jeez. I mean, good grief. Did we really just invade Venezuela a week ago?
Yeah.
That was this past Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good grief. Yeah. And that seems like the furthest down the list of our news we need to discuss. Because, yeah, the country's gone a little crazy this week, to say the least. So,
yeah.
Into it all.
And how much of this is to just, hey, chillax and don't pay attention to everything that's going on so we can't pay attention to anything that's going on?
That's fair. We used to do like a feel-good radio show. Just like, hey, let's talk about music and stuff. And now it's all serious, and I don't know if there's been any more serious of a week between invading another country, clearly for their oil, our president joking about canceling the elections, which if we have time, we'll discuss, because I've got thoughts on that.
Yeah, there but is. Yeah.
Did ICE somehow manage to get worse this week here? What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely ramping it up. I don't know. Do you have anything going on in your neck of the woods?
ICE? No. I mean, I'm in a pretty white bread, you know, red state corner right now. So I haven't seen any of it locally here, but all over my news, obviously.
It's interesting because we got it in Seattle. I mean, all the blue, liberal, peaceful, hardworking states, damn it. I mean, it seems like that's, you know, they're sending them in to disrupt and murder, for crying out loud.
Yeah. It does certainly seem like that, doesn't it? And, you know, I mean, when this whole shooting thing broke the other day, you and I just were going fast and furious with thoughts and could not wait to get on today because it is, I feel like I'm using the word insane too much nowadays, you know?
It's lost its meaning a little bit.
Right. Unprecedented and insane and outrageous. I feel like we need to create new words that would properly express the disgust going on right now.
Not only the disgust, dude, but yeah, I mean, as people start rolling into the chat, welcome to the show. We do it live here for the Really American platform, but we will say her name a lot today, Renee Nicole Good, my wife, your sister, your niece, your grandbaby. Like, this is a person that lost their life. Children lost their mother over fucking nothing, and we're going to get into it all, and hopefully your comments will join the show as well.
Yeah. Listen, if you ever want to message us directly, you can go to thevocalminority.net. We've got individual socials, but yeah, all of our stuff. The full podcast are here on the live page for Really American, and then all the daily short form stuff I'm doing on here as well. Like, check it all out, you know? Some of this independent journalism, some of this new media stuff is the only ones calling it like it is. So support it. Please hit subscribe. I know it's an internet cliche, but I actually mean it. Like, please hit subscribe and follow the page.
Yeah, it's how to maintain the news that you're receiving. You know, we're seeing obviously threats on our media and on our speech. And when I say threats, I mean it. I mean, we saw what happened with Jimmy Kimmel. We saw what's going on with Stephen Colbert. Jon Stewart recently came out and made a plea that, you know, things are changing rapidly. And I think everyone watching probably sees that right now.
Yeah. FUBAR, as Stoney Baker says, fucked up beyond all recognition. I don't even know if that's stated correctly. I mean, it is so far beyond anything recognizable that, you know, I'm still proud to be an American, I think, but I'm a little scared and nervous. And there's a big asterisk on that. You know, I'm proud to fight for what America needs to be again.
That's right. Proud to be what America once was, what America is supposed to fucking be, what we warned all of that MAGA party out there that it would become. That's what we love.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to keep fighting for this. I know it's the thought is easy to just step away and give up, but That's Kitty Chaos. I always forget about the Friday show, and then I'm delighted to see you're live. This is live. And the Vocal Minority, by the way, that's you guys. You know, I mean, it's us sharing this platform.
Yeah.
So blow up the comments, chime in throughout the show. We put some on the screen, we read some live, but you guys are appreciated. So
Sure. We welcome you to the show.
Welcome to the show.
An official welcome. And now into the news.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Oh, Paul. He would be rolling over in his grave right now.
Sure he is, dude.
Jeez. Yes. Yeah. Hit the like button, everybody. I agree with Simon there.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into it, dude. We're obviously going to start off the conversation today with the most recent thing on everyone's mind right now with Renee Nicole Good.
Yeah. How do you want to start it? I mean, the body cam, or maybe I'm told maybe it's the cell phone, I don't know. Whatever. It's the first person cam from this ICE agent. Should we start by playing that, or where do you want to go with this?
I think we should show the original videos that came out immediately after, because I think those are important because, A, it really does show what happens if you watch carefully, but B, these were the videos released that fucking President Trump made comments about, Kristi Noem and every other Republican that has not stood up and said this is fucking crazy and this is murder.
Right. Talk about a rush to judgment. And I think it was kind of funny within context here. Like, Tom Homan was asked that night of the shooting, like, what do you think about it? And he said, I don't think he had heard what Trump or Noem had said. Because
right.
Tom Homan's first comment was like, people, it just happened. Let the investigation unfold. Like, why rush to judgment?
His tune changed rather quickly. Yeah.
He got the memo because then the next morning he's tweeting about, you know, left-wing agitators and everyone's coming after ICE. But his original answer was the correct one in so many ways. Like, as far as the official results go, we need an investigation. But it is beyond, and I know I'm using the word, it's beyond outrageous that the FBI is trying to take sole ownership of the investigation.
Nothing.
If you people have nothing to hide, why would you hide?
And they're not trying. They did. They did. I mean, it's been removed from the state. So, and we'll talk about that as we get into this. Renee Nicole Good, 37-year-old U.S. citizen, mother of three.
Yeah, just dropped her kid off at school, which I do, you know, 5 days a week. And I cannot freaking fathom. Now I'm going to start crying. Like, you drop your kid off and never see them again. Your kid's what, standing there at pickup? Like, where's my freaking mother?
Yeah. Yeah. I get emotional over the same thing. You always talk about, like, hey, I'm heavy with the I love yous and the be carefuls,
yeah,
because it could be your last time anytime. And even when we say that, dude, it seems like, you know, that's kind of a cliche thing to think, like, most times we come home. But those times when they happen like this, I mean, yeah, I don't know how those kids roll on from this. They won't ever. I mean, you know.
No. And it's one thing if you go out and get hit by a bus or, you know, I mean, some just tragedy, some act of God or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, for Kristi Noem to immediately call this woman a domestic terrorist as if, and she was part of some liberal network. So your assertion is she just happened to be a domestic terrorist, part of some liberal network that stumbled upon all of this. Like, the woman was just going home and stumbled onto all of this. She didn't see it on TV and go jetting over there to interject herself. Like,
no. And that's what they're trying to make you believe right now. All of those asshats are trying to make you believe that. But yeah, like Steve said, I mean, she had just dropped her kid off at school. 9:35, Good's Honda Pilot stops diagonally on Portland Avenue, blocking traffic amid ICE activity. Agents approach the vehicle. It was at 9:36, agents issue conflicting orders. I mean, that's 1 minute, dude, and you're seeing all this shit happen on your street, wondering what's going on. 1 minute later, you got two guys that are masked up with guns and, you know, have very little training and a tiny dick, are giving you conflicting orders. One tells her to drive away, another to exit. One grabs a door handle while filming. good begins to move forward.
I've heard so many law enforcement this week say that it is standard operating procedure that only one person yells orders. Because you can't have one cop saying, get out of here, and another cop saying, stay right there. Like, of course that creates confusion. And that's just on the long list of procedural, you know, violations here. So, yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's watch the first video. I don't know. Do we issue a trigger warning if you haven't seen this? Yeah, it's shitty to look at.
No pun intended. Trigger warning. Ouch.
I didn't mean that.
So he is holding a cell phone. We'll see that in a minute. Why is he holding a cell phone?
They're all doing it as of late.
No! No!
Crash.
What the fuck? Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They run over. The guy that shoots her.
And all these
dude,
people
you did a murder for what?
Yeah.
Yeah, for
actually,
what?
Actually, no, she's dead. And yes, for what?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
That's that. I mean, yeah, that's tough to watch.
Yes.
From that video, you know, I've watched all the videos of them breaking it down frame by frame. There was that ICE agent at her door pulling on the door handle aggressively to, for some reason, pull this unarmed woman out of the car that's also a citizen.
Yes. And as we'll see from his cell phone cam in a minute here, he was right up in her face. He could see that it's just a woman in a freaking minivan or whatever. She had no weapon. She was, I mean, no intimidating going on there. It's insane.
Yes. Let's watch the body cam video now, because that's the video we just played, obviously, is what Trump and Noam and everyone that came out right away on that Republican side and said, oh, yeah, she was trying to kill the guy. Like,
right.
It's obvious that you can't. But like I said, I've watched it frame by frame, and you can see that the guy put himself in front of the car, but he's moved over to the side, and she was turning a wheel away from him, and you'll see that in this body cam video.
And hold on one sec. Just like this guy's saying, or person, I don't know, it's also isn't procedure to position yourself in front of a vehicle as a cop. I've heard that from a million officers this week. Like, you don't put yourself in front of the car. And also, in that situation, if you can remove yourself, if you can get out of the way of the car, deadly force is not called for. Put yourself there. If you can move, you fucking move. And we saw the guy does move. I know he kind of gets bumped a little by the car, but he had the opportunity to move and never should have been there in the fucking first place.
Never should. I mean, these are the same people that are calling this a 3,000 and 5,000-6,000-pound bullet. You know, you're going to stand in front of that willingly?
Right. That's just dumb. You remember the scene in Austin Powers where he's going at the agent and the steamroller at like 2 miles an hour, and the agent's in front of the steamroller like, no! And he's, moving it like that. What are you doing standing there? Get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
So this video is that guy's cell phone, and this just came out today. So it's just starting to make the rounds out there.
And we may play this a couple of times because there's very important points. So make sure that you're listening here.
Dogs in the car. We didn't see that before. How threatening she looks.
Show your face. I'm not mad.
That's okay. We don't change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine.
Great reference she's making there, don't
you? You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
Now the car. Get out of the fucking car.
Now watch. You can watch her crank the wheel hard as you want. Pop, pop, pop.
Fucking bitch.
Did you hear that at the end?
Yeah.
He calls her a fucking bitch. Yeah. That just tells you what his mindset was as he pulled that gun out. You fucking bitch. because your turn. You can see her crank the wheel all the way to the right. Yeah. As he's right in front of her, clearly.
He knows exactly what she's doing. What you didn't see from that video is before he started recording, you see, or just after he starts recording, you see an ICE agent in a car whiz by. She waved him to go in front of her. She was not trying to impede them from moving down the street and was actually waving them through. Yes. As he walked up to the car, she says to him, "I'm not mad at you, bro. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you," were the last words she would ever say.
Yeah. And I love that. I don't know if you have the video, but J.D. Vance saying, "Hey, this guy got dragged by a car before. So can you blame him for being a little sensitive?"
Yeah. Let's take a look at it. Do you want to see it?
Sure. Because what a bullshit statement. So you're saying the guy's got PTSD, so he's even qualified to be out there? Or if he's done this sort of dumb thing before, maybe he would be smart enough not to stand in front of the car.
Yeah, we know that when soldiers on the battlefield are dealing with PTSD from something, that they are no longer safe in the battlefield to make good decisions.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I don't know why he would be back out on the streets. The accident I think that J.D. Vance is referring to happened in June, I believe, over the summer.
Yeah.
So yeah, here's what he had to say.
She was trying to ram this guy with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. If people want to say we should have a legitimate debate about, you know, what was she really doing, right? Was she panicking when she drove into this officer, or was she actually trying to ram him? That's a reasonable conversation.
Okay, I played the wrong video there, but the hypocrisy there of him saying exactly what she did and just 13 minutes later say, if you want to have a conversation about it, that's fine.
Right.
It's obviously not, because you already stated the facts, in quotes.
Right. And none of that is justified. And, you know, let's see, as Baron whatever here says, he's lucky Minnesota abolished capital punishment. I find it so freaking disgusting that the FBI is trying to freeze Minnesota out. However, I misquote me here, but it was one of the district attorneys or one of the prosecuting people in Minnesota today. They did a whole press conference, and they have set up an online portal because they are asking everyone that was there that has any video, any firsthand evidence, no matter how big or small, please send it to us, because that is what they have to do now to try to collect and preserve evidence. Because as Tim Wall said the other day, it's really hard to indict somebody if we're not even allowed to gather evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, hopefully the public, will give everything, any accounts, any video, anything that is helpful, and hopefully they'll be able to get all that.
Yes, and I agree. PTSD is no excuse. Either if you have it, you shouldn't be out there on the front lines, or it's not an excuse, and don't freaking bring it up, J.D. Vance.
Yeah, here's what he said about that.
What that headline leaves out is the fact that that very ICE officer nearly had his life ended, dragged by a car 6 months ago, 33 stitches in his leg. So you think maybe he's a little bit sensitive about somebody ramming him with an automobile? What that headline leaves out is that that woman was there to interfere with a legitimate law enforcement operation in the United States of America. What that headline leaves out is that that woman is part of a broader left-wing network to attack, to dox, to assault, and to make it impossible for our ICE officers to do their job.
Wow. I mean,
she was trying to ram this guy with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. He's already been seriously wounded in law enforcement operations before. And everybody who's been repeating the lie that this is some innocent woman who was out for a drive in Minneapolis when a law enforcement officer shot at her, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Wow. And what does he mean, shot back, defending himself? How is it defending? So many cops again this week say you're making the situation worse if you shoot somebody trying to drive away. Because especially if you kill them or even injure, they're going to tense up. They're going to hit the gas pedal. Now you've got a real, moving bullet, 5,000 pounder that's going to cause problems.
And as far as the rules go of what ICE is actually allowed to do, that's not anywhere in their manual. In fact, it says you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to fire at someone who is leaving.
Right.
This was as obvious as it can possibly be.
Yes.
Okay.
And Trump, by the way, coming out saying that that officer's recovering in a hospital. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
We saw the guy go to the car to see that he killed her, go back to his car and leave. He was fine.
That's a whole other problem, by the way. So first of all, yes, they all of those officers directly involved left the scene of the crime. They took vehicles, they took their guns, you know, eliminating any chance for on-the-scene interviews or getting the gun, you know, before they would have any chance to do it. I mean, not that there's a question of who shot him, but... And then the other just major, major frickin' problem is none of them administered first aid. It, again, is apparently basic police and ICE training that if you have to use deadly force, once you've shot the person and they're clearly injured, dead, like not doing anything, you immediately administer first aid. And we've all seen the video of the physician who was in the crowd who called out, "I'm a physician. Please let me administer first aid." And the ICE agent said, "I don't care.
Get the fuck back," is what he kept saying to her, you know, it's just absolutely crazy. There were no rules of law followed here at all. I thought it was so interesting, dude. I read this, the George Orwell quote from 1984. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. We've been asked to do that several times throughout both of Trump's presidencies. It started with Kellyanne Conway coining the term alternate facts.
Right.
Now we're seeing fucking video. We're hearing things. We have people's account right there. And they're saying, oh, you didn't see what you saw.
That is their only defense. To just simply straight up gaslight, straight up tell you, no, you didn't see any of that stuff. And to just immediately come out and call this woman a domestic terrorist and just render the verdict, we're going to investigate ourselves. Like, it is beyond outrageous. And play the ice kicking the candle. Because I think not only like that guy calling her a fucking bitch right after he just shot her in the face speaks to their mentality, their mindset. But I just saw this video today. And again, I don't know if this has really made the round. So play it for the vocal minority.
Fucking punk. That's what you're gonna fucking do?
What?
Do you know what the fuck is that is for? What is that for? What is that for? What is that for? You're gonna push me? What is that for? What was that for? You don't give a fuck about her? This is why we're here.
Yeah. He went up to a vigil for this woman and started kicking the candles out of the way. As if it was some litter inconvenience to this man. And then he's got the nerve to get in the protester's face and then tell him to back up. Approach the man after kicking a candle set out there for a dead woman.
It's unconscionable, dude. I mean, this is the party that says the left is full of violence. This is the party that says we're full of hate. You know what the left hates? We hate hate. All right. You know, it's just absolutely crazy that he would kick that candle over. But like you said, the shooter called her a fucking bitch. He's doing this kind of stuff. They have been told that anyone that disagrees with what they're doing, anyone on the left, are these people that are ruining our country. And if we don't get a hold of it, you're not going to have a country anymore.
Spot on. Cruelty is the point, as we've been saying for months. And as Sarah here, that video, I've approached him telling him to back up, and he pushes him like, is the agitator. You can't get in someone's face and then tell them to back up like you approached him. I mean, it is truly mind-blowing. And, you know, sort of back on this Marjorie Taylor Greene, like some conservatives, some are speaking out against this where you're surprised. I read today, frickin' Tucker Carlson. Mr. Right-wing bowtie moron even came out and said that, you know, we're all getting a little desensitized here. He said, quote, "How come so few conservatives are viewing this story through a human lens?
Yeah.
The woman got shot in the face." Mm-hmm. When even Tucker Carlson is saying, like, the 37-year-old was an American citizen and reportedly the mother of a kindergarten-age child. Did we disagree with her views on immigration? Probably. But that shouldn't matter. Her death is a tragedy, regardless of her partisan affiliations, ideological beliefs, or who pulled the trigger. A woman was shot in the face. You know, I mean, a broken clock's right twice a day, I guess.
Listen, though, dude, I think this is an important point to make. We have been screaming for years now, when are you going to fucking wake up? When are you going to wake up? We saw Marjorie Taylor Greene wake up in some sense. I'm not praising her. I'm just saying, you know, she's seen the right side of some things. And now Tucker Carlson, if you'll remember, this was after... the video I'm about to play for you was after January 6th.
Okay.
He didn't shoot a mob. He shot an unarmed woman who was under 5'5", who did not pose a mortal threat to him. And if she did, tell me how. And he killed her. And so just on the basis of those facts alone, I need to know more.
She was killed and she shouldn't have been killed. And that thug that killed her, there was no reason to shoot her at... cold blank range, they shot her.
Do you approve of lethal force against unarmed citizens, particularly a 110-pound woman with no warning?
Do cops get to shoot people without a warning? I don't think they do, actually.
Cops, that officer, bad things should happen to him. He shot her, and she was totally defenseless.
She posed no mortal threat to anybody, not even conceivably.
They shot a young lady in the face who was... protesting, they shot her the vet.
And her death is like totally fine because we don't like her politics.
Wow. I'm glad you played that. I mean, I know that's all about January 6th, but that should have been everyone's response. At least Tucker's consistent, I guess. I'm not trying to pat him on the back, but at least he is consistent. Trump sure as fuck isn't.
Well, I mean, you know, they're talking about the fact that Ashley Babbitt was murdered, obviously, on January 6th. But that's what I'm saying. Like, when we keep asking you, when are you going to wake up? When is the line in the sand drawn? Like, oh, I can't go any further. I'm morally uncomfortable with this. And when we see it, we got to call it out for sure. So Tucker Carlson standing up and saying something, I applaud him for that. Because like I mentioned, when we first started the show, there has not been one Republican in the party who has stood up and said, this is fucking murder.
Right. No, for sure. I mean, they all just fall in line like the little sycophants that they are. Why couldn't they just say, this guy was wrong, this is not appropriate?
Yeah.
And just throw him under the bus. I mean, or say we're going to have a full and open investigation. I mean, it so reeks of a cover-up because it literally is a cover-up, and they're doing it in plain view. And, yeah, I mean, it's an extremely short list of conservatives that are staying true to, you know, what you see with your own two eyes.
100%, dude.
And I really hope that Minnesota indicts this guy, even without a bunch of evidence or whatever. But the other problem, though, I heard today is that if Minnesota indicts the man, that they will most likely file to have it moved to federal court because he is a federal agent doing a federal job, and that a judge would probably grant that. Yeah. And then on one level, the judge would now probably then compel the FBI to share everything with the state officials. But the problem is, if it's a federal crime, Trump can just pardon the guy, which shouldn't even be a possibility, but we know it is.
Yeah, 100%, dude. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. You mentioned, like, if you don't have anything to hide, wouldn't you think the more eyes on the evidence will tell the truth? It's obviously that you're hiding from something. We did see this statement come out.
Do you think the Trump administration did this to try to stop charges, or is this ICE officer immune to charges from the state?
Yeah, I can't speak to why the Trump administration is doing what it's doing or says what it says. I can say that the ICE officer does not have complete immunity here.
No. And, you know, I was partially confused by that. And, you know, everything the Trump administration has done up to this point by making this simply a federal thing and leaving them out of the investigation doesn't give him immunity, but it makes it so much fucking harder. And that's why Steve is saying, like, oh, we're calling for all evidence. Anyone that's heard anything, seen anything, you got video. Yes. Yeah, they need it because it's almost like a private investigator's working the case.
Yes. Listen, all law enforcement have something that is called qualified immunity. That means you cannot sue them if they're just doing their job within the normal confines of the job. You know, they pull you over and you think you're being harassed. Like, no, you can't sue them for that. Qualified immunity does not give you immunity from actually breaking the law. If you go outside of the confines of your job, you lose your qualified immunity. And Vance tried to say, he's got immunity. Like, what? You think he just has immunity to do anything he wants?
Yeah.
By the way, labeling her a domestic terrorist is just like calling narco terrorist an Islamic terrorist. Like, they think that if they label someone a terrorist, any type of terrorist, it just gives them carte blanche to go murder, rape, rob, pillage, or anything. And they're the ones designating that.
Yes, without any evidence of it. You know, we saw it first with your Antifa. You know, they were saying, oh, Antifa is a terrorist organization. But they didn't have anything to tie it to that at all. It's just a statement. When we say, oh, you don't have complete immunity from anything, there is only one person in this country that does, and the Supreme Court said so. It's Trump.
Yes, which is another tragedy, obviously. But no, cops don't just have quality, you know, just blanket immunity. And they, you know, you and I are domestic terrorists. You know, we read it a few weeks ago. Their definition of what a domestic terrorist is, if you support trans rights, gay rights, civil rights, if you've denounced Trump on social media, like, so you and me and probably 99% of the people in the comment section, we are all domestic terrorists, which is why Noam feels that if any of us do anything, it's just, domestic terrorist, they got what had coming to them.
And if you if that doesn't scare the shit out of you, I mean, that really scares me. I'm not backing down, but it should scare everybody. Really, American put up a video that will just solidify why shit like that should scare you.
What we've done is actually gotten 2.5 million illegal aliens out without any of the really big marquee things that we've been working on. That was just simple willpower and the President of the United States coming in and saying, this is done. I think we're going to see those deportation numbers ramp up as we get more and more people online working for ICE, going door to door and making sure that if you're an illegal alien, you've got to get out of this country. And if you want to come back, apply through the proper channel.
Going door to door. Okay. I mean, that's completely insane. Throughout the past few months, we've been talking about, you know, all the technology that ICE has to track our citizens and follow them around. J.D. Vance just said the quiet part out loud, like once we get the technology in place and we get a larger team, a large scale team that can actually go door to fucking door.
Yeah.
And I'm not allowed to call you a Nazi?
Right. Or a fascist or authoritarian or any of this stuff, because that makes you a domestic terrorist if you start using those kinds of words. So I don't know. Do you want to get into the DoorDash thing? Speaking of going door to door with ICE?
Yeah, let's do it, dude.
This is just a highlight. So I did a video for Really American today after Nick sent me this video this morning. So if you want to see the full thing after the show's over, you can go check that out. I don't know if it's up yet, but here's just sort of the gist of it in like 60 seconds or less.
Is it Ice Door 1?
Ice DoorDash or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I literally ordered DoorDash and now there's ICE agents around my house because the lady ran in my house and I don't know what to do because I don't know. They have no warrant. They have no warrant. They said that they were going to get one. I don't know what to do.
Just saying those charges.
You need to come with me. Come on.
I have family. I'm sorry.
You need to come with me, ma'am.
There's nothing we can do.
Come on.
There's nothing we can do.
Come on, just come on. I'm so sorry. I don't want to do this. Let me see. What's your name? Okay, ma'am, the police said I have to let you go. Ma'am, I don't know what to do. Get out! Until you guys have a warrant signed, get off my fucking property now!
Poof. Yeah. So just to explain a little further what was going on there. So this couple, American citizens in their home, on their property, called a DoorDash order. And when the woman knocks on the door, ICE storms the front of the house. The woman runs into their home and goes and hides in the basement. And that woman is on the phone with the local sheriff's office begging for help. What do I do? I just saw this woman in Minnesota be shot and killed. My house is now surrounded by ICE agents. I just want to see a warrant. Will you people come and help us? Will you de-escalate this? And the cops told her, no, we're not going to help. Just they're going to bust in if you don't do anything. So just send her out to the wolves.
Yeah, they said you have two options. You can give her up, or they will come in your house to get her.
Yes. And you can hear that moral conundrum that her and her husband are in of like, I feel terrible doing this. Like, this is terrible. But I've got a family. I've got a 1.5-year-old baby. I don't want to get shot. And so they escort her to the front door. But then, yeah, she changes her tone and starts telling them, get the fuck off of my property. Show me a fucking warrant. And the neighbors start showing up. They're all blowing whistles. And I threatened her, we can go get a warrant. We can do it. We'll bust down that door. But ultimately, when push came to shove, when people stood up and got vocal, they turned around and ran.
She's a real American hero. She had babies in her house.
Yeah.
And can you imagine that conundrum, dude, of like wanting to help a stranger?
It's a total stranger. And I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I speak enough that woman, when she was sobbing her eyes out, was talking about her family and her children.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she's the worst of the worst, huh? Because that's what we're going after. What cartel does she run? Was she a rapist? Was she a murderer?
Yeah.
And by the way, she had a Minnesota driver's license. And I mean, I don't even know if she was who they thought she was or anything else. But I can't believe the frickin' sheriff. The dispatcher at first said, we're going to send someone out there right away. And then a supervisor gets on the phone and is like, yeah, no, we're not coming. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
De-escalate maybe? Intervene? Play as a mediator?
Yeah, if they really wanted to get that very dangerous lady, they could have sat out there and followed her out, pulled her over somewhere. You know, like, what's going on is not normal. Not for a second. None of this is right. No. And the only way, the only power we have is at the ballot box. But people seem to forget that, you know, when they get busy for some reason. We have that power, but we have the power in numbers. When this lady stood up and held her ground, you could see, yes, she made a difference that day. And it was for a moment in time. And that's why we have to keep fighting. We have to keep talking. And yes, we have to stand up for strangers and show some sort of human decency to the people in our country.
Yes. And as Robert here says, his comment just went away. So many comments coming in here. He said, welcome to 1940 again. There it is. Referring to Nazi Germany and busting down doors and show me your papers. And it's insane. This is America. Those are American citizens. And they had every right to be afraid that they may get shot. And the first half of that video that's in the full thing you can find on, you know, the video I did is the cop standing there on the front porch with his hand on his gun the entire time, which is just menacing and intimidation and showing that, yeah, I got an itchy trigger finger. And she keeps talking about, I just watched the news. You just shot a mother in Minnesota. I'm supposed to trust you people. I'm supposed to send this crying woman outside and assume you're just going to handle her with kid gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we already know we can't trust anything that's happening here. Excuse me. Because the police can lie to you. So just imagine what these ICE agents have been given the power to do. Yes, they can lie to you. Right. They're not supposed to be able to. They're supposed to be defending the homeland. And that obviously wasn't happening here. So what was it?
No. And the sheriff told them, like, you know, you can be arrested for harboring a fugitive. Like, and they just kept saying, I just want to see a warrant. Will you please come help me? Just help de-escalate. And no.
What is this? Who's coordinating and funding bots and trolls and fake YouTube videos?
Got me. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's got a specific allegation, but everything I've heard about that kind of thing is coming from foreign countries, mainly Russia and China. So,
yeah.
And most of them have been mega friendly, just trying to, you know, instigate that side of
things. Stir the pot.
There's so many comments that I've come to realize nowadays, like, that's a freaking bot. That's a, you know, it's not even a troll. It's straight a bot. And another interesting video I did on Really American this week that's already up there. I mean, talk about intimidation. There was a sandwich shop owner in Memphis, Tennessee, where ICE has been, you know, doing a lot of stuff recently. And he had one of those signs at his window saying that ICE agents are not welcome here and neither is any other law enforcement. Like, private business, I refuse the right to, you know, refuse service. I reserve the right to refuse service. And so this guy shows up to work and there's an ICE van parked right in front of his front door. He goes out there and tells him to get the fuck off my property, stop blocking my door. Within a minute or two, and this is a scene you have to see, there must be 40 or 50 different law enforcement that all just show up. Local police, federal agents, ICE agents, FBI agents, they all just stand there in the parking lot.
Chest puff.
Weapons out.
You know, yeah, just looking around for a problem.
Yes, and they're on private property, and this guy tells them, get out of here. And no one will answer his questions. No one will talk to him. They do not do any arrests. They do not start a raid. They all just stand there for over a half an hour and then just decide to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that besides Gestapo-style intimidation that, oh, you're not going to serve us? We're all just going to show up here and stand, block access to your business, and break laws. I mean, again, menacing is a law. Yeah. If I show up in a bar or in a parking lot and I start posturing to someone and I show them that I've got a gun, you know, like, that is menacing, even if you don't pull the weapon out.
Yeah.
And it also, because I love watching cop videos, trespass after warning. A private business can trespass anyone for any reason. They don't even need a reason. Just, you're no longer welcome here. Get out. Yeah. And if you ignore that warning, you are now trespassing, and the cops can force the person to leave or arrest them. And the cops are literally standing there. Local Memphis police refuse to do anything or even say anything. Yeah. Local news covered it, tried to get a response from the agencies. What were you doing there? No one would comment.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, dude. You know, we talk about Anne Frank in 2026,
yes.
You know, and it's for exactly this reason, because, yes, she was hiding in somebody's house. Somebody was hiding her so she wouldn't be taken away and murdered and killed. And it's exactly what's happening in 2026. We spent so much time talking about this, leading up to this over the past years. And people are like, oh, calm down. Everything. You watch too much news. You know, blah, blah. No, I watch enough news to know what's going on.
Right. And let's address an issue that I've seen throughout this discussion in the comment section from the vocal minority. I am America. Like, people have been talking about, should we be protesting? Should we be boycotting? I've seen several people in the comments say, I don't live in America and I'm not coming to America until this sort of shenanigans are over. So this is something that has been popping up online recently. And why don't we play the video from the guy and then we can put our own two cents in. And I would love to hear from the comment section as well.
Please do not come to the United States. We are not the same country we were 4 months ago. It is not safe here anymore. They can pull you off the street. They can detain you. They'll do God knows what to you. They're doing it to our own citizens. They will do it to you. Please do not support American products. Don't buy American. Don't vacation here. I'm very sorry to say this, and I want to apologize on behalf of all rational Americans in this country who are fighting Trump tooth and nail with everything we have. We're sorry. We're doing the best we can to get rid of this guy. And all his crooked cronies, but we're having a very difficult time doing it. We handed him the keys. An ignorant populace handed him the keys to this kingdom, and we're finding it very difficult to slow him down, frankly. I think America's done. I hate to say that, but I don't know how much we can do to slow this guy down. We're trying very hard. Please don't support us anymore.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know that America is done, but I mean, we're on life support right now, and it's a dangerous time.
Steve, as I was taking a shower today in my naked body, I closed my eyes and I thought to myself, can I imagine an America again where we all live and let live, thrive with freedom of speech, thrive with love who you want to love. And everyone is has some semblance of like, yeah, you're a neighbor, you're my brother, you're my sister. I can't, dude. And that's it makes me sad, but it's the truth.
It is sad, 100%. But I do think we can get back to it. We just got to take the reins back. I mean, we're on a old school carriage, you know, with the horses that are just running wild, and we're all flopping down by the side. Like, I do think we can take the reins back and get things back under control. I mean, Trump is breaking guardrails that no one ever thought a president would attempt to even screw with. No one, the founding fathers never thought we would elect a dangerous, narcissistic felon who is, just disrespecting the Constitution and basic human decency. And yeah, like that guy said, an ignorant part of our population, 49% of us voted for this guy, but 48% of us voted for the other person. And I do think we can take the reins back. But in the meantime, yeah, FAFO, fuck around and find out. We have to have real pain in this country to send that message. And new numbers did come out this week that tourism was down in America this year, like something like 6%, which does not sound like a big number, but that equates to billions of dollars that we have lost.
Yeah.
And part of me wants to say, you know, come to Blue California or go to Blue Seattle or like, but I don't know that we can do that. I do really think we just need a general just don't come here, don't spend your money here, and no, it is not safe to come here. And by the way, if another country told me, show me 5 years of your social media history to get into my country, I would say, fuck you, no. And that's what we are doing to foreign visitors.
100%. We have the convenience of looking at our map and see who listens to the podcast. We have a lot of listeners from around the world. And if you're listening overseas, understand this. Like, I love this country. But this country that we have right now is not the country that I know. So I'm going to tell you the truth, dude. You shouldn't be coming here right now because we don't even know, as American citizens who live, breathe, work, and care for people here every day, what to expect, what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis. And the boundaries keep being pushed daily. So would I come here? No. And I don't think you should either. We talked about the free market, Steve, this morning, and I was like, yeah, that's the free market. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want our country to financially fail. But yeah, I wouldn't spend any money here right now.
Yeah. People keep asking, how do we take the reins back? Boycott federal taxes. Well, no, that's going to get you arrested. I don't think that's probably a good idea. We take the reins back by a blue wave. By freezing Trump's agenda this November, making him a lame Donald Duck president, making him a laughing stock, and then in 2028, more than ever, and I keep saying this every cycle, but it will be the most important presidential election of your lifetime, and fucking vote blue no matter who.
It's the only option. I mean, it honestly is. You know, I don't believe the rhetoric of, you know, hearing Trump over the last years telling you, like, if you don't do this, you won't have a country anymore. I'm telling you the same thing. Like, if you don't vote blue, no matter who, like, we won't have a country that looks like what you want it to or thinks it should look like ever again.
Absolutely. Trump is always projecting. He's always spinning things back around. They call me a dictator. Oh, but, you know, no. One side is right and one side is wrong. One side is manipulating you. One is trying to tell you the truth, okay? And if you can't figure it out, then you're not going to vote correctly. We cannot convince MAGA to knock it the hell off. We just have to vote it out. And so, any of you people are like, man, I didn't love Kamala. I didn't love Joe Biden. I wasn't in love with, like, knock it off. We have to vote straight ticket. We have to take the reins back. And that is the only way to do it. But leading up to that, we have to stay vocal. We have to share the stuff online. We have to put the pressure on the undecided voters, the people that aren't paying attention right now. And they may show up in November and be like, what? Who? Oh, I do kind of like that Trump. He's kind of funny. I watched him on The Apprentice. Like, no, we have got to keep reminding everyone of ICE. ICE is a great issue. issue because normal Americans do not like what they are seeing with ICE. Right. You know, prices, great thing too. Keep an eye on the economy. But any of these atrocities, we just have to keep highlighting them. We cannot put our head in the sand. We have to motivate those that are in the middle.
So many people, MAGA or just Republican Trump voters, constantly said, oh, I'm just voting for Trump because I had more money in my pocket when he was around, or I just like foreign policy. You're seeing all that stuff. Do you still like foreign policy? Because if you do, you don't have any clue what's going on or how things have been ran in a nice way for a long time.
Absolutely.
We like Aaron Parnas around here. He came out with an update today on some of this travel stuff himself. Did you see this video?
We have some breaking news right now. China has issued a risk alert for those traveling to the United States. China is now saying that given the deteriorating economic and trade relationship with the United States, that tourists traveling into the United States should remain extremely cautious. China also cited the unstable domestic situation that the United States currently maintains. Right now, the United States and China are in a full-scale trade war. Massive tariffs have been imposed by both sides. And American and Chinese relations right now are plummeting as we speak. And this is impacting a whole host of things, from travel to tourism to the economies in both countries to TikTok. Remember, if we are in a trade war in about 70 days, folks, there's not going to be a TikTok deal because any TikTok deal requires China's support and explicit sign-off. And China's not going to give it if the United States continues messing around like this.
Yep. Fuck around and find out.
Other countries with travel warnings for the USA right now, Australia, they say exercise a high degree of caution due to terrorism, violent crime, and gun violence. Boy, does that make me embarrassed.
I was going to say, how embarrassing that America is on a tourism travel warning? I mean, what the hell?
Belgium, exercise increased caution for terrorism and petty crime. Canada, take normal precautions overall, but elevated risk of violent crime and gun violence in certain urban areas. We just added China to the list. Denmark, exercise increased caution. Finland, exercise normal precaution while staying aware of potential terrorism. France, exercise caution. Germany, United Kingdom, the list goes on and on. This is embarrassing. Never in my lifetime have we seen anything like this, and I'm approaching the 50-year mark.
Yes, and they are legitimate concerns. I am sick of people saying that we're, you know, fear-mongering or overreacting. And speaking of Aaron Parnas there, and I'm so glad to see a number of comments saying that they like the kid. You know, that is Lev Parnas's son. And, you know, Lev was a former MAGA insider. And, you know, I interviewed Lev back in early December, and you and I played some of the clips back where he was talking about the fact, and I want to repeat this because now it's just more important than ever, and now he's been proven correct. He said two things: that one, we're going to invade Venezuela for the oil. Trump removed any shroud of doubt that that is really what is going on this past week. I mean, he's been all about the oil. So Lev Parnas, who was part of the original plan to do that in 2019, tried to warn us, yeah, he's going to invade. He'll claim it's narco-terrorism, but it's really to get their oil. And he will do it to cancel the elections. He will claim there is a war going on. We can't have elections, or narco-terrorists are going to blow up New York City on election day, so I'm going to postpone the elections. And when Zelensky was in the office, you know, when he got screamed at by Trump and Vance, there was a moment that got drowned out by that, where Zelensky said, we don't do elections in the Ukraine when there's a war going on. It's in our Constitution.
Yeah.
And Trump just got this Grinch-style smile on his face. He was like, so you're telling me if there's a war, we can't have elections? And Zelensky was like, geez, you like that idea, huh?
Yeah.
And Trump this week joked about canceling the elections, joked about canceling the elections because, oh, the Democrats, it's unfair we even have to run against those crazy people. Like, they'll say I'm a dictator if I say cancel the elections, but people, he's going to try this move. And the only way we can stop it is to put a spotlight on it, to make it so taboo that if any of his sycophants try to support it, that they will know we are all going to rain holy fucking hell down on them. So yeah. Don't take anything he is saying as a joke. Believe him when he says he's going after Greenland, that he's going after, you know, elections. He does not joke. The man doesn't have a sense of humor.
And the one that he does is really sick. So, yeah, I mean, do you remember when Biff grabbed the sports book so he could, you know, read it? Lev Parnas has read the sports book. Yeah. He knows what's happening because it was the plan the first time. If you don't take that seriously, it's just you're freaking nuts, dude.
Yes, absolutely. It's just we're beyond the joking phase. We are beyond the, well, let's see what happens phase. Like, everyone, the way we take the reins back is to vote, yes. But in between now and then, stay loud, stay angry. And we always say get vocal for a reason. The narcissist Trump is susceptible to public image perception. He does not like that ICE has gotten so much flack. That's why they order to stop doing these huge public things. But they're still doing it. They just tried to rebrand it. But it is still having the same effect. So keep talking about it.
You know what I thought about today, dude? Also, I thought to myself, I am a very privileged straight white male that I cannot imagine what our country. I have so much anxiety and stress on me right now that I just for a minute tried to imagine again, like, what do some of these marginalized community, what must they feel right now, dude? If I am uncomfortable in the skin of America, that should say something.
Yes. Well, I mean, I can tell you, my firstborn is gay and they are freaking out constantly that at a minimum, the Supreme Court may take away marriage equality. But that with all of this branding of gay and transgenders as, you know, some sort of dangerous threat to all of us that, I mean, you're right. You know, we're white guys and we're freaking out. Can you imagine what minorities and gay and transgenders and
women? I mean,
just,
it's just absolutely nuts, you know?
Yes, we have got to stand up against all of this. And, you know, I wish we had a time machine to undo the last election. I wish some of these people that are now regretting their vote, you know, it never would have made that mistake in the first place. Yeah. But the only reason they're regretting their vote is they're seeing this stuff because we're not letting Trump, you know, control the narrative. That, no, you are not seeing this. He's doing the Jedi mind trick.
Yes.
It's not the droids you're looking for. Like, no, don't let that shit go by unchecked.
My wife came home last night. She told me that she has an employee that works with her, and she's from the Middle East. She went to the parking garage last night, and there was a guy that had been following her for the last few days, waiting for her at her car to, you know, scream racial epithets to her and everything else. And she ran back into the building and was hysterical. You know, I can't imagine, dude, what that must feel like. I said, oh, women have hard enough time going into a parking garage at Disneyland, dude, to have somebody there to threaten them racially, sexually, whatever. And this in liberal Seattle.
Right.
It's happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, and what I was just talking about him, you know, trying to cancel elections. Kudos to Gavin Newsom, who has been calling this out for a while because he keeps getting the Trump 2028 hats. And he made that comment of, you think Trump's building a ballroom so we can move out in 3 years? Like, he is calling it out. And then also Seth Moulton, congressman from Massachusetts this week, said on the Daily Beast podcast that Trump's not joking about this canceling the election stuff. It will be his play. And we need more elected officials like that to stop marginalizing this and saying it's a joke. He'll never do it. He won't take Greenland. Like, he will. He is trying.
Yes. Yes.
And by the way, I don't know if anyone saw it because there's so much news going on this week. The Trump regime is proposing bribing the residents of Greenland to vote to be annexed instead of invading or trying to, you know, buy the country outright.
Yeah.
Four different sources this week said that the Trump proposal with Greenland is to simply pay the citizens anywhere from $10,000 to $100,000 per person to get them to vote in our favor. I did the math, by the way. There's 50,000 residents of Greenland. If we only paid them each 10 grand, that'd be $570 million of your tax dollars. But if we did the maximum, it'd be close to $6 billion of American money that we would be paying. And by the way, they're not that gullible. They're not that susceptible.
No.
I would love it if they took the money and then just didn't vote for it.
That would be fantastic, dude. Don't ever forget that Greenland has an agreement with the U.S. that we can up troops. We can take as much space as we need for what we need to do to protect that area of the world. And there's no reason for us to have them. Donald Trump himself said, it's not enough for me. I love the word ownership. Of course you do, you racist bastard. You love owning things and people.
And putting his name on stuff. He knows he is dying before his term is over. So he is trying to rewrite the map and rebrand as many things, the Trump Arc or the Trump Stadium or the Trump Kennedy Center. Like, he simply wants to put his narcissistic stamp on everything because, A, he knows he's dying, and, B, he knows he's not running again. So
Kitty Chaos said, can you pay people to vote in your favor? Is that legal? No. But we also saw Elon Musk doing that in this last election.
We did, and there's no accountability yet for that. But I don't know if it's illegal to bribe people in another country, but I don't think they're that gullible. Yeah. And they've said the country is not for sale. They have said they're not going to vote that way. And, yeah, a bunch of people are saying that would be an insane idea, but he keeps saying it because it's on his brain. Yeah. Dementia Donnie cannot help but say whatever is on his mind.
Yes. So
take all of this very, very seriously, everybody.
Unturned Stone 44, more sad now. I get it 100%. We have a duty to talk about this stuff. And, yeah, I mean, go out and touch some grass and get back in the fight, which is what we all need to do. You can take a break, but you cannot quit.
Yes, Yogi here, tired of all the BS. Yes, tired. But it's like we're running a marathon. I know you're tired, but don't stop. The finish line is coming up, man. But we have got to persevere. Grab some Gatorade, do whatever the hell you got to do.
Teaming up, dude. Breather,
but then
hand each other the baton. When you're tired, I'll take it for a while, you know. Get your circle of people around you. And we're your circle of people at Really American, because all the people on this channel are here to bring accurate, true news and remain in the fight. So, yeah, well, give me the baton for a while.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, like we started off the show, please subscribe to this stuff. Please share this stuff. Like, just the more exposure it gets, the more good it can do. We've got to drown out their voices. We got to stay loud. It's the only weapon we have right now, and get people motivated to actually show up and vote in November. And then again in 2028. Obviously. And stop with this. I'm not in love with the Democratic candidate. And also stop with the purity tests. I saw someone in the comments say, like, well, if the candidate doesn't denounce this or that, or promise treason trials, that I'm not voting for him. We can't do that. Vote blue no matter who. I don't care who it is. Any level of accountability, any level of taking the reins back is what we have got to do. So stop shooting each other in the foot. And I've had some people tell me, oh, you're not liberal enough. If I'm not fucking liberal enough, then we are all in trouble. Yeah. So stop with it, people. Pick a side and fight for it. And I think everyone here knows which side they should be picking.
Yeah, the good side. And we will say her name again, Renee Nicole Good. Rest in power. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And keep up the good fight. And thanks for listening to the show. Have a phenomenal weekend. And, of course, we're here twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. So we'll see you next week.
And that'll do it for another edition of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Really American Media platform. Check out all our social media wherever good social media is found. Until next time, you tiny little bastards, good day.
Good day.